welcome back, everybody, for another mailbag. Oh, you tried to harmonize there. That was kind of nice.
A little bit, yeah.
I like that. Let's just keep changing it up, guys.
Yeah, got to change it up.
Got to do it.
Do a little changey-changeroo.
We're here to answer. I love it. Keep that energy. We're here to answer voicemails and mails and not
what?
Mails.
Mails?
No.
Do we have mails?
Mail. We have mails here, four of them.
Hot mails in your area?
We got Hot Patrick Riley over there.
Hot Patrick Riley.
Hot Kurt Mummer over
Hell
here.
Yeah.
I'm your host,
James And there's
Hauser.
Ryan.
And Ryan is also here.
So, I'm here too.
It's definitely hot on this side of the table.
We are going to just dive straight in. If you guys want to reach out and have your mail or voicemails answered, call the show 262-757-8567. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us whatever any question you want. Or you can mail the show at thisshowistrash@gmail.com. And we're going to just start off right off the bat with a voicemail. So let's get this thing rolling.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hey, you guys, again, another fun factor of this whole show is how you dissect all these different actors, and it's even more fun when they're good actors typically, but you're seeing the worst material on their resume.
Yep.
And seeing how they evolve through those lesser standards or how they elevate the infamous material. Who are some actors who you have come around on in certain ways? I've always had this growing up. My parents growing up were big TV watchers, but they would always vary on which actors were better at drama versus were only good at just doing a sitcom or a space opera. I used to have a college pal who got into independent filmmaking and was doing a lot of just freelance editing for people who had worked with Robert Rodriguez, among other people.
Ooh, name dropping.
Yeah. Long story short. But
you drop something, I pick it up.
It was so funny. He had a vendetta against actor Joe Mantegna because he disliked him so much in the third Godfather movie. Now, I can't argue either version of that movie.
It still haven't seen
it. It is a letdown. But it's so funny.
Do you
watch
TV? I
haven't even seen Criminal Minds yet. I'm like, no.
Yeah, so thanks for the call.
I know there's one that you have come around on because I used to recommend I used to recommend Jarhead to you all the time.
Yeah.
And you would not because of one particular actor.
Jamie Foxx.
And yeah. I feel like you have come around.
I have.
On him.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a lot actually. There's movies that I wouldn't watch for a long time because I hated Russell Crowe. Because I think it was Gladiator won an award that I wanted somebody else to get, you know, and Russell was everywhere for a while. And I've now I love The Nice Guys. I love a lot of his later work. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx, I pissed me off when he won his Oscar. That's what made me for Ray, because for a long time I thought Jim Carrey was deserving of, he got nominated for Man on the Moon. He won the Golden Globe for Truman Show, didn't even get a nomination. Usually the Globes are an indicator that you're going to get nominated for the Oscar, and they didn't even nominate him. And a lot of people in the industry said it was because of his past, right, of talking out of his ass in Ace Ventura
and being a goofball. Right.
They're like, we can't take him seriously. We're not going to, as Tommy Lee Jones once famously said to him, sanction this buffoonery,
mm-hmm.
you know, right?
Two-Face.
When he was Two-Face. And so then along comes Jamie Foxx, also a stand-up comedian, also on In Living Color, also doing some really goofy, cringy television and all kinds of stupid, ridiculous parts, and he just wings in and his first dramatic role in Ray and gets an Oscar, and I was so pissed off that they did that to Jim Carrey but didn't do it to Jamie Foxx, and so I held that against him for the longest time. So I've come around on him for sure.
What about you, Pat?
Man, I feel like I tend to go the other way, where I'll be real big on somebody, and then of course sometimes it's hard to separate the art from reality, and so when somebody goes and we find something out about them, there's just total grade A.
Yeah,
I can't see them anymore.
Yeah,
on there, but I'm trying to think if there's been any actors that I just really just didn't like, and then came
and they
around
won you
on
over.
Them.
Maybe it's yet to happen. Maybe one of these people that you hate will wing you back over.
I mean, there's not really a whole lot of actors that I really don't like.
Gotcha.
Collectively. I mean, there's certain people, Jim Carrey's one. I'm not a huge Ace Ventura type fan, but I like some of his Eternal
Sunshine, great.
The Spotless Mind, and some of his more kind of serious thing. I think he's really good in Man on the Moon, things like that. But it's not that I hated him in anything else.
Just wasn't your thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there somebody you've come around on, Kurt?
Mine was Keanu Reeves for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked him, obviously, when I was growing up with Bill and Ted.
Okay.
And then after that, I just feel like I didn't really like that movie with him and Patrick Swayze.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah.
I was like,
not a big fan.
And then it wasn't until Matrix.
Yeah, that was a whole decade.
I was like, whoa.
All right.
What? He can do action? This is fantastic.
And do it well.
Yeah, and then I started really liking his stuff.
All right, again. That's awesome. Anybody for you, Ryan?
It'd be Keanu Reeves for me.
I remember having this conversation with you.
I liked him in The Matrix. That was the first kind of experience I had with Keanu Reeves. Then I saw Point Break and Hardball.
Yeah.
And I saw some of his other work as well. And until I saw, what's that one that's almost like animated?
Scanner Darkly?
Yeah, Scanner Darkly. Until I saw Scanner Darkly, I had a hard time with him. I liked him in John Wick. You know, I liked him in his action, but I had seen Bill and Ted. I liked him in that, but I always have been frustrated with a lot of his roles because I feel like, I don't know if it's how they're directing him or just his way of trying to deliver lines is always, it feels unauthentic for him.
Feels forced, right?
Yeah, he feels like he's forcing the lines. Whereas Scanner Darkly, he was super fluid.
Yeah.
And it was almost frustrating to be like, this guy can act so well.
Oh, for sure.
Plus, he's just a decent dude from every account you hear out of. And like, I want to like his stuff just because I want to support somebody that
is
just cool a good guy.
The other guy came around. I used to have a thing with Ryan Gosling. I wasn't a big Ryan Gosling guy, too. Like a lot of when his younger stuff. But now, the later half of his career here, he's starting to do some really good, hilarious. I can't wait to see Fall Guy comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for that. I was like, I actually want to watch that.
Yeah, for sure. So thanks for the call. We're going to move on to another voicemail.
Hey, everybody. It's JP Dozier, the one, the only.
What's up, JP?
I wanted to make the statement that I want to officially change my stance on The Lost World.
What?
To a bad movie that rules due to the fact that, James, you've said it so many times that it kind, you know, how you enjoy a movie really affects, who you're watching with.
Yeah, it's true.
And I watched it again. I had a blast watching it with Ryan, because he was enjoying it and all that stuff. So I really started enjoying the movie. I watched it again by myself just to see, just to kind of test out the theory, you know. And, you know, it's still enjoyable, but, man, yeah. There's a lot of issues with the movie. True. So I didn't enjoy it as much. So I think that, you know, watching it with Ryan definitely impacted.
I love this. Proof is in the pudding here.
So now I am going to do everyone's favorite Discord game show live.
Oh, live on the show.
What movie did I just watch?
Yeah, so JP does this on our Discord once in a while. He just puts some hints out about a movie he just watched. And see. Sometimes people get them like instantly, but sometimes it's kind of hard.
So anybody that's on the Discord, every once in a movie, I will post, I'll watch a movie.
I shouldn't have explained it.
James just explained that, JP.
General knowledge of the show that I
should have just assumed he was going to.
Guess one movie I watched. I'll give you a little clue.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be terrible.
Don't Google. Don't look it up, all that stuff, except the old noggin. The only library you should be digging through.
On his phone over here.
Sorry. Yeah. I wasn't looking at that.
This 2002 science fiction movie actually has a Rotten Tomatoes rating of 28 and an IMDb of 6.
Oh, jeez.
It has a budget of $80 million, but only made $123.7 million in the box office.
A decently big budget.
Its director is Simon Wells, who, in fact, is the great-grandson of the man who wrote the novel in 1895 based on the film that he made.
When was War of the Worlds?
Some cast members, Jeremy Irons, Samantha Mumba, Orlando Jones, and Mark Addy.
Oh, I never saw this.
The tagline, one of many apparently to this movie, was the greatest adventure through all time.
The Time Machine one?
They did a remake of The Time Machine, but that was with Guy Pearce.
Oh, okay.
This is Orlando Jones?
I don't think I saw ever saw a sci-fi movie with Orlando Jones and Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Wasn't Orlando Jones in there?
I thought that was Mos Def.
That was Martin Freeman. That was Mos Def. You're right. It was Mos Def.
Watch. Give you a little bit of time, James. Pause it right here.
I was going to pause it because I don't know what it is. But do you guys have any clue?
I have no clue.
All right. Hit us with it, JP.
The answer? Weird 2002 The Timeline.
Oh,
that's the movie I just watched.
I heard that movie sucked.
Oh. Hope y'all, you know, had fun trying to figure it out, going through the old noodle.
I did not have fun.
Database and brain and
Timeline. Didn't Michael Crichton write Timeline?
I think it's on the list. I think Timeline is on our list.
But Michael Crichton wrote that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
It's entirely possible.
I've read the book. The book was really good.
Well, JP, you stumped me, man.
I've never seen that movie.
You read a book?
I'm a book reader.
I've read many books.
Audible doesn't mean you read it.
No.
All
right.
I'm going back. I've got to read this one.
This guy's being mean to me.
Do you like reading books, though?
I used to. Now I don't. I mean, now I'm reading textbooks.
I can't even read words.
This next email comes in from Ian Cobb. He says, "Dear BMR gang, I don't have a question really, just a request. Please do Argyle. It is pure chaos. I know it was just released. This is the movie that just came out with John Cena
and
Henry Cavill in it. And
I'm your uncle.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
The commercials look fun.
That's his daughter?
Yeah.
He said, it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes. However, towards the end, I found myself doubled over with laughter during the idiotic dance/fight/color trip fight scene and the figure skating gunfight in an engine room full of oil scenes.
What?
I'm lost just by the description.
I find myself wondering if it's a bad movie that rules simply because of these two scenes, plus Bryan Cranston's great, but refuse above anything to watch it again. At least not for quite some time. So I would love to get y'all's take on it. Thanks for reading. Yeah, I thought all I've seen is the commercials, and I thought it looked decent.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's got a 5.7 on IMDb.
Wow.
Dang.
And that's well within. So I'll add it to the list, man. Ian, I'll put it on there. But I mean, it's up to the BMR Super AI 3000 to, you know, pull the movie for us and see if we're going to do it. But I'll get it on there so at least has a chance.
It's just a random number generator.
It is, but it's much more fun, Mr. Fun Joke Hitler.
he's just snuffing out my jokes.
To call it the Super AI 3000.
Sorry.
It is a random number generator, but yeah.
That's not fun. I ruined it.
That's okay. Nick Munns sends in this message. He goes, "Hey guys, it's Nick. No suggestion today. Just got to say this. Just finished Escape from LA and got to say Steve Buscemi stole the show. I enjoyed him more than Kurt. Other than Steve got to say Kurt surfboarding onto a car. LOL, just said, F it, if Patrick can do it in Point Break, why can't I do it onto a car? Another, don't you just love how older movie thought the future was going to be like? Yeah, so.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
I thought he was talking about me. English. Look. Well, hey.
Patrick got brought up. It was confusing.
Yeah.
No, not this Patrick. Patrick.
Or me, Kurt.
I wasn't in Point Break.
But this is the second time Point Break has come up.
Hey, at least you guys got mentioned.
In one episode. Movies thought the future was going to be a certain way, and here we are. And everything is still the same, and that is all, guys. Keep up the great work, and thanks for always helping me through the work week. Nick, dude, first of all, hold on a second. You just said Steve Buscemi was better than Kurt Russell in Escape from LA. Geez.
Here we go.
And I just patently reject that thesis out of hand. There's no way. I mean, I love Steve Buscemi. Has anyone here seen Escape from LA besides me? So I've just
seen Escape from New York.
Stand alone on this?
No, I have not.
But that's just 100% not true. Beyond that, though, yes, it's always funny to see how movies think the future is going to be, and none of them have been.
He was great in The Island.
Who was?
Steve Buscemi.
The Island?
Yeah, with Scarlett Johansson. And
oh, dude, I haven't seen
who
that
Who was
forever.
He in The Island?
He was the crazy guy that they go up and see. He's in the land. He's the one that told them that they were clones. And
right.
Yeah.
Fed him all the info.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. He was the info.
Yeah, that's the other guy I couldn't think. Scarlett Johansson, Ewan McGregor.
Back to the phone lines.
Hey, Nicole and the rest of the gang. It's Nowak. I'm calling you at 11:41 p.m.
Really?
At night, coming
doing
home from my hockey game. It's our
everybody?
First win in 5 months.
Let's go.
Hey, all right.
You haven't won a game in 5 months. Yeesh.
Crappy of a goalie I've been. So, I just want to tell you, congratulations on episode 152 this week.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully you're going to play this during the week when you're on episode 152.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. That's a great number. One, five, and a two.
Why?
So, enjoy the rest of your night. It's 62 degrees here in balmy South Bend, Indiana at almost midnight.
Balmy.
Have a great day. I'm going to make sure I let Discord know that I left this voicemail. Join us, will you? Bye-bye.
Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Always brings it. I appreciate you,
love
Mr. Nowak. But what was it with the number thing? 152. Such a great number. He was being.
Maybe he wants you. Maybe it's subliminal. He wants you to think that.
Super cryptic.
Maybe that's his hockey team's record.
1-52.
One and 52. 1-5-2. Maybe they just play a game.
Every month or two.
Yeah.
He's giving you numbers so that later he'll give you more numbers in another voicemail, and then you can repaste this in.
Oh, perfect.
Cut in the right.
Can we? Oh, look who it is, guys.
Who is it?
It is 7:29 in the morning.
It's Eric Valov.
Good old Valov.
Actually, this is on your time since I'm in your f***ing time zone.
Whoa.
Whoa, hey. So
right now, hey, with the F and
what is going on?
This guy, Jesus. Hey, sorry, guys. The mailbag. Yeah, sorry.
Making all this work for me.
Sorry.
I don't have to deal with traffic, but driving in snow, I had totally forgotten because it's been like 20 some odd years. And now I'm sitting in my car waiting for the ice to melt off the windshield so I can see.
Yeah, that's how it works out here, dude.
Yeah.
Is he out here?
He was out in Minnesota recently.
Oh.
Yeah. He had sent us a message that he was going to try and come out here and bother us, but something came up.
So he couldn't, like, scrape it?
He's a California boy trying to drive in man's weather.
They don't have ice things out there.
You know, he couldn't quite handle it. I'm cold. I can't see out of my windshield.
You know what they say? California boys are unreliable.
Thanks, Katy Perry.
Right, dude. The snow is beautiful. It is irritating. No, I do miss California and the sunshine. I've only been here like 3 days, but
Oh, did it cut him off? That Minnesota tower up there, their one tower that they have.
It fell over. Got too much snow on it.
Because he was in his car and blocking out the signal instead of standing outside.
Like, oh, my God. What if the tower hit his car?
That's right.
And that's the last voicemail we ever get from Valov.
Is Eric dead?
Flip-flops, shorts, and a t-shirt to scrape your car.
From him.
That's for next time.
Okay.
It hasn't even been that cold this winter. This has been one of the warmest weathered winters that I can remember in a long time.
Minnesota's a lot colder than here. I was almost there.
True. That's how north versus south works.
Thanks, Patrick.
There's more beaches in California than in Wisconsin, too.
Next email comes from DJ Campbell.
Hi, DJ.
Look, I have to say I watched a movie that I'm surprised is not on the list. It has Macho Man Randy Savage, Goldberg, Sting, and Diamond Dallas Page, and I'm talking about Ready to Rumble.
What?
Oh. That's that David Arquette movie. I can't believe we all let this movie slip through our sights. Also, who's your favorite wrestler, and what moment made them your favorite? Much love from Pennsylvania. So thanks for reaching out, man.
Isn't yours Hulk Hogan?
Oh, yes, 100% was always Hulk Hogan growing up. And, dude, I can't remember the exact time, because, like, when you're a little kid, who remembers the exact time? I remember probably the biggest moment was WrestleMania 5 when the Mega Powers broke up and he fought against Macho Man Randy Savage and all that stuff that was going on with Miss Elizabeth, like fighting between
the two of them. Yes.
You know what I mean, right?
Wow. Just like, memory unlocked.
Oh, bro. Nice. That was it.
That was a good one.
When he attacked Hogan in the hospital, they had a gurney set up like in a hospital room.
Yes.
And he's hitting him with the bedpan.
Yeah.
Dude, I was all in.
Do you have
a favorite wrestler, Patrick? I don't know if you're into wrestling.
I mean, Rulon Gardner.
Who's that?
2000 gold medal.
Oh, the guy that beat
winning.
The Russian.
Yeah. So I wrestled a little bit when I was younger and always despised WWE stuff.
Yeah.
Except I did like it, actually. What was it, like WWE versus WCW or whatever it was
for the
N64 was always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't really watch a whole lot of it.
All right.
But I do like Slim Jim, so we'll go.
We're going to snap into one?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
It just depends on what time of my life I was in.
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk Hogan started it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I was taking Hulkamaniac vitamins as
a kid.
I remember just getting those. Loving G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
He was training the Joes.
Yeah, dude.
You maggots. I mean, he was great. And then Undertaker, old school Undertaker with the purple and the black and the gray.
Yeah, bro.
And then, you know, I took a break for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back into the 90s. And that's when the Attitude Era was going on. So now you got Stone Cold, The Rock, Mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, Kane. It was great.
I'd say if Hulk Hogan's off the table, it's Macho Man Randy Savage for me.
Oh, sure. For old school?
That dude, he cut
a promo.
Who's so freaking intense.
Ridiculous.
He'd be sweating balls. Okay. Just drenched. I mean, it looked like they hosed him off before he would speak. It was just, I loved that.
Did you watch the one I sent you where he thought his glasses were
on
his head?
And he realized
they
weren't.
And he went to grab and he's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's yours? I would say Brock.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Would you remember why or what was it about Brock that you just...
Because he's a freak of nature. Because yes. he puts everyone else to shame.
Yeah.
He can destroy everybody.
Brock is no longer part of wrestling, but yeah, when he was there. Yeah.
What about Andre the Giant?
Well, he was
Andre
also.
Andre is legit, too.
I loved him, dude, in Princess Bride.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Princess Bride. He was fantastic.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. So thanks, DJ. Hopefully that.
Difference.
Let us know what your favorite wrestler is, dude, for sure. Let's hear the next voicemail we got.
Hey, BMR crew. This is Bill Gersten. James, I have a very important question for you. I'm very concerned after I listened to your Dragon Wars episode.
What?
You said at the end that you no longer think Freddy Got Fingered is the worst movie you've ever seen. I might have to know.
I might have said that.
Being that your standards unchanged on what's the worst movie you've ever seen, does this now mean you're going to do Freddy Got Fingered as an episode? I really hope not.
No.
I have to know. Thanks, James. And I'm sorry if I'm sending so many messages. I just have all these funny questions and things I just feel like I want to ask.
No, it's all good, man.
Great day.
Thanks, Bill. I always appreciate when you reach out, man. Don't apologize. It's all good. I can't promise it'll all get on there, but I appreciate the voicemails. Yeah, so I might have said Freddy Got Fingered was no longer the worst.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
But I would never do that episode. I stand on that. I'm standing on business, as the kids say, okay? I plant my flag. There will never be. Have you seen Freddy Got Fingered?
No, but now I want to.
No.
Well, go ahead. It was the only movie I ever walked out of. It's terrible. Terrible.
That's my second movie I ever walked out of. Tom Green, right?
Yeah, Tom Green. Who is decently funny in the right scenario, you know, but when they like gave him full reign and money and a huge budget and no censors like you have on television to just go whatever he wanted to do, it was too much. Like they gave him too much rope.
That's a fun topic. So you walked out of Freddy Got Fingered. What about you? Have you ever walked out of a movie, Ryan?
I feel like I've walked out of a movie before. Actually, I don't know if I ever have. There's been one movie that I should have walked out of.
What was that?
Straw Dogs. Oh, terrible.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Terrible movie.
Okay.
What about you, Pat?
The problem is like the worst movies I've ever seen probably don't even stick with me. Like I couldn't even think of what it is.
Mine was Master of the Skies.
Oh, Dana Carvey.
Yeah, I walked out of that sucker. Yeah, I'm like, this isn't even, and I love Dana Carvey. He was great in Trapped in Paradise.
You know,
one of my favorite movies.
You know what's really shocking, though, is I've never gotten all the way through Anchorman 2. I love the original Anchorman.
And the second one, I have never gotten it all the way to the end
because it just, I'm not saying it's the worst I've ever seen, but that's one that still, I'm like, I've never gotten all the way through it.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not the same. It's not as good as the first one.
Next email comes from Mark Sasamoto. He says, hey, y'all, I randomly found your podcast and have been enjoying going through your past episodes, especially reliving a lot of my childhood movies such as Delta Force, Iron Eagle, The Beastmaster, Last Starfighter, and Judge Dredd. Really love your content. However, I can't believe no one liked Ice Pirates. It's another childhood movie I loved and still love today. I'm an 82 kid, so I like that they're all roughly in the same age range. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is nostalgic. Thanks for what you guys do. You make my long drive more tolerable. Plus, I've been watching these movies with my 10-year-old to see what his ratings are. So please tell me you're going to do Surf Ninjas and The Golden Child someday. Mark, those are both already on the list. So Golden Child and Surf Ninjas will happen. But dude, you said the key phrase there. It was a childhood movie I loved.
Yes.
If you watched Ice Pirate, if I watched it when I was 6 years old, I would have loved it too.
Absolutely.
Right?
It reminded me of Buck Rogers.
I would have been like, this is the best movie of all time.
I think Ice Pirates is a bad movie that rules.
You enjoyed it.
I did.
Oh, you weren't on that episode.
I wasn't so on here's the episode.
Your, yeah, for,
but
you got
the
a chance
fact
to say
that Clint rage quit and refused to come into the episode
made me want to watch it. I'll never forget Clint watched it and he was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm an 82 kid too. I don't even remember hearing about
this. I was a kid
in
the 80s.
It's not good.
We laughed at it. I mean, it was humorous and cheesy and
it never came
all those
across,
things from the 80s. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah. It never came across my plate.
Yeah.
So it's not like I saw it and was like, no, I'm not watching that. I never knew it existed until I did this show.
Yeah. I've never heard of it until just this moment.
Right. And so like
I would have figured it would have been like.
Was that Robert Patrick?
Maybe. I don't remember his name.
Yeah,
the main actor.
The head guy. Yeah, trying to remember.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Bing Crosby's daughter was, Mary Crosby was like the main girl, princess or whatever, but yeah. Yeah. Next email comes from Michael Mayo. He says, look, long time listen, first time emailer. Let's go.
Yes.
Absolutely love the show. It's the only thing that gets me through my monotonous workday. I want to bring attention to an all-time favorite genre, disaster movies. specifically 90s and early 2000s. I'm talking like Volcano, Deep Impact, Dante's Peak, Perfect Storm, Core, The Day After Tomorrow. Let me know if I left out any of your favorites or what your favorites are. These movies need to get a little more love. Nothing like a disaster movie to make your life feel a little more lively. Best regards, Mike Mayo. Yeah, man, there was a period of time where they were pumping out disaster movies like crazy.
Yeah, like Armageddon.
Armageddon was another one on
he
there.
He named my favorite, which was Day After Tomorrow.
You like that movie?
I really
do you
did.
Like it too?
Yeah, and the science is horrific.
It's terrible.
But I still,
it's awful.
There's something about it that's I like.
Oh, we got to do it then.
But here's, he said Perfect Storm. So my first W-2 job ever was security guard at a drive-in movie theater. Okay. So basically my job was to walk around and be like, hey, you got to park further back in the SUV because you're blocking people's views. Like, oh, you can't have alcohol, whatever.
Yeah.
Perfect Storm was one of the movies that played. Yeah. And we played it one time during a thunderstorm.
Oh.
So I'm watching the sky behind the screen lighting up with lightning and thunder is all around me. I'm getting rained on while watching this movie. It was one of the most surreal moments of my life.
That's incredible.
It's not necessarily a movie that I loved, but I remember seeing that very vividly, just going like, holy shit. Nobody else really gets to see it this way because most people are seeing it either in the theater or in their home.
Right.
But it's almost as if the storm is jumping off the screen and across your entire surrounding.
Damn, bro. That'd be awesome.
That's wild, dude. I can't imagine that I've never had anything like that, but that What's would probably favorite, be the most like? Intense experience you could possibly have. My favorite disaster movie is Independence Day.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a disaster
movie. I guess that counts.
Movie.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
The world is getting destroyed.
Mars Attacks.
You know, Mars Attacks.
Oh my gosh, I love Mars Attacks.
Mm-hmm. So
Independence Day was always a big. I was always a big fan of that one. So. We got a good kind of a short mailbag today, so we're going to do one more voicemail here and call it. This one looks like Chris called us.
Hey guys, Chris Shameless here, all the way from the east coast of Canada in Nova Scotia. Listen.
Oh, hey there.
Two things. Number one. Steven Seagal is such a scumbag, he probably eats corn the long way. And two, y'all talk about Will Patton, and you talk about Remember the Titans and The Postman. One of my favorite, absolute favorite Will Patton roles is Quentin in the Thomas Jane John Travolta Punisher movie.
Yes.
That mother is intense.
Yeah.
In that role. It is highly slept on, I think. Anyway, have a good one.
Yeah, dude, Chris, thanks for that.
I didn't even think about that. I forgot he was in that movie.
He was like John Travolta's secondhand man. I think there was like this whole subplot of him being gay, right? But like being so uncomfortable about it that even like when a guy hit on him, like he called him a queer and like chased him off. He was like, he was a hard ass.
Yeah, the whole thing
but
was
he
just,
was gay.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Yeah.
It was kind of a weird thing. But dude was super intense in that.
And he was good at it, yeah.
I think if I remember right, the Punisher somehow tricks Travolta into thinking Will Patton like double crossed him somehow or slept with his wife. Or I don't remember what it was. And so Travolta is actually the one that ends up killing Will Patton in that movie.
That's a good movie.
But we have it on the list because it's a Will Patton movie.
Not knowing who he was at the time until you introduced me to Armageddon.
Yeah.
I really liked him in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was him either. And then
you still haven't seen that, right?
I've never seen Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's another one I saw at the drive-in.
Oh, nice. Do you ever have to bust people getting after it a little bit?
Yep. I wouldn't bust them, though. No. But there was one time where it was like an hour after the movie had shut down. The projectionist takes a while to like get everything wrapped up and everything gets shut down. And they're like, so is everybody out of the parking lot? And I was like, dude, there is a car out there that the windows are fogged up bad. And it has been for a while. And, had to go through the whole window knock. Like, you guys gotta go. Like,
just crack the window. Don't roll it all the way down.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's,
Is that the trick? I don't know.
No, I was saying don't roll it down because I don't want
to
see what's going on.
I was trying to figure out how to get the fog
just,
down.
You're trying to troubleshoot. He's trying to troubleshoot the problem. I'm like,
I mean, I've been on the inside of one of those cars and a tap, 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 and it's a cop.
Yes.
Instead of guy with a t-shirt that says security and an orange coned flashlight, it's a lot different when it's a cop.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, hey, sorry we had to do a short one today, but I just want to encourage y'all, if we haven't heard yours yet, your voicemail, your email, we still got them in here. We'll try and get to them on the next one to keep them coming. And in the meantime, we'll say goodbye on behalf of Ryan Madela, Patrick Riley, and Kurt Mummer. Thanks for sending in your mail and your voicemail.
Love it.
Yeah, somebody Somebody join me in the Star Wars hate.
No.
Eventually.
No, no. Send him mail and tell him why.
Yes, please.
Love it.
Either send him an email for Patrick saying why you agree Star Wars is terrible, or make your defense of it, because we got to get him turned around here, people.
Not
all right?
Happen.
So we'll catch you guys in the next one. We'll see you later.
Later.
Later.